for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Thursday evening, April the 1st, 1999. Passover weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
For your people, Lord, these are the sheep of your pasture. They don't belong to man, they belong to you. We bless them, Lord, and ask the Holy Spirit to quicken us as we go to the Word tonight. Touch the ministries that are here to minister, Lord. Bless them, their families, their lives. Bless those that's over the campground here, Lord, and the people that have come. We ask it in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we bless you. And Father, for those three servicemen that were captured, we pray for them tonight, Lord. We pray mercy for them, Lord. God, we just pray that you'll intervene by your Holy Spirit in that whole situation. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said amen. Amen. God bless you. Praise God. I want us to turn to the book of Revelation. I mean, no, that's a great book, like all the other 65, isn't it? Praise God. Hallelujah. I got some words of wisdom here I want to give you first. I mean, the early bird gets the worm, but the second mouse gets the cheese. Somebody said, the trees got the bark, but the dogs had the bite. That was a basketball team said that. Then another one says, support bacteria. They're the only culture some people have. Now the word of wisdom says many people quit looking for work when they find a job. And lastly, I intend to live forever. So far, so good. Revelation chapter 1. Praise God. Look at verse 1. The revelation of who?
Jesus Christ.
I mean, no, that's who we need to know tonight. We need to know Jesus. Somebody say amen. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him. Why did God give the revelation to Jesus? To show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified. Notice the word sign, signified. Signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Let me know when you're in the Holy Ghost, when you're in the Spirit, time is at hand. It's imminent. But when you're in the flesh, let me know it's just, it may be 100 years, 1,000 years down the road, you know, we say. But let me know we need to live and walk and talk and reside in the Holy Ghost. And let me know we have to practice that. Isn't that right? Now, you'll notice in verse, in the Scriptures here, that this revelation came from God the Father to the Son, and from the Son to the angel, and from the angel to John, and to the church, God's servants. Amen? How many know that we can have this revelation just like John had it if we live and walk in the Spirit? Can you say amen?
Amen.
God is no respecter of persons. How many believe that tonight?
Amen.
Now, I want to show you for a second, or a little bit here, about this. Notice again in verse 1, the latter part of verse 1, he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John. Now, we don't worship angels, but how many thank God they're around tonight?
Yeah.
How many know that they minister unto those who are heirs of what?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to Revelation 15. I thank God that we're able all to be here tonight. Praise the Lord. It's better than any hospital or jail, isn't it? Revelation 15, verse 1. And I saw another sign. Now, if he saw another sign, how many believe he's seen one previous, or maybe more? I saw another sign. Where did he see it? In heaven. In heaven. How many know if you start seeing into heaven, you're going to see some signs?
Yes.
This week, you know, I was in my car coming back from the hamburger place, and all of a sudden I smelt his fragrance. How many has ever smelt the fragrance of the Lord? I didn't want to get out of that car. I knew it wasn't that hamburger. That's a different smell. How many has ever smelt that fragrance? Amen? Praise God. How many believe the Lord's getting ready to move? Anybody want to see signs and wonders? And as Brother Moody said, one of the greatest miraculous miracle ministers is the minister of deliverance, because God changes people right before your eyes, like he said. He said, I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels. And we know seven is the number of perfection. Seven angels having something. What did they have? Come on. Seven last plagues. How many of those plagues are bowl judgments that's coming, that will come upon the earth? But we're not appointed, God's people, to wrath, but we are appointed for tribulation. There's a difference in tribulation and the wrath of God. How many believe tonight some of you are in tribulation here? Things you're going through, isn't that right? But we're not appointed to wrath. But these last plagues are going to come upon the wicked and upon the world. For in them, those plagues, is filled up the wrath of God. Now, I don't understand that. Filled up the wrath of God. How many know the opposite pole is the fullness of His love? But how many, and how many thank God for His love tonight? But on the other side, there is a fullness of wrath also that's going to come. Now, God's wrath doesn't come until He knows the right timing, and He knows many will not repent. Is that true? Now, he said in this verse 7. Now, go to verse 7. Verse 7, and one of the four beasts, which I'm not going to touch on tonight, gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of God. So, this fullness came from one of those beasts. Are you hearing me? That's around the throne of God. Which liveth forever and ever. Now, go to Revelation 17. How many's got fingers tonight? We're going to do our walking through the Bible, not the yellow pages, all right? At Revelation 17 and verse 1. And there came one, somebody say one, one of the seven angels. Now, we saw seven were given that wrath. Is that true? But here, one of the seven, which had seven vials, talked with me. So here is one of those angels talking with John. Speaking to John. How many believe angels can appear and talk to people? Okay, but you better make sure they're the right angels, right? Saying to me, come hither. Now, in chapter 4, he was told, come up hither. Now he's told, come hither, or come closer, John. How many believe it's one thing to get in the Spirit and hear God, and it's another thing to even come closer to Him. Isn't that right? And so he talked to me, saying, come hither. And I'm going to show unto thee the judgment of the great whore, harlot, which sitteth upon many waters. Now look over in 15. Let's see who these waters are. I mean, the Bible explains itself. You don't have to be a theologian. You don't have to read 50 books to understand the Bible. Come on, we need the Holy Ghost. Amen. The true Holy Ghost will open the book to us. Is that right? Verse 15, and he said to me, the waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are, come on, help me, peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. How many believe that's happening tonight? That's happening tonight. Now, did you notice now, back in verse 1, this angel's talking to John, right? And then he's showing him in verse 15 who those waters are. Now, look at verse 3 in chapter 17. Then it says, so he, the angel, carried me away, where? In the Spirit. How many know an angel can take you around this country in the Spirit if God wants him to? He can appear to you and take you out of this place or anywhere God wanted him to do it. So he carried me away in the Spirit. Anybody want to get carried away tonight? Hallelujah. In the Holy Ghost. Into the wilderness. And notice here. And I saw a woman. This harlot, sitting upon a scarlet-colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. Now, verse 6. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints. How many know that religious system hates God's true people? And with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. Now, notice John said those words. And the angel said, what angel? The one that appeared to him in verse 1, one of the seven. The angel said to me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman. You think that's something, buddy? Just hang on. I'll show you something else. How many know we've had some revelations, but how many know God's getting ready to unleash a whole lot more? Don't ever think you know it all. How many know we don't know very much at all? Come on. He knows everything and He is all. Somebody say amen. Amen. I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which have the 7 heads and 10 horns. Now down to verse 15. And he said to me, this angel said to John, the water, well, I read it. The water which thou sawest where the horse sitteth are those people and multitudes. Now let's go to chapter 21. Let's go to chapter 21 of Revelation. Praise God. Verse 9. And there came to me one of what now? One of the 7. Now, John said that before in chapter 17, didn't he? One of the 7. Probably the same one, far as I know. There came unto me one of the 7 angels which had the 7 vials, or 7 bowl judgments, full of the 7 last plagues, or that fullness of the wrath of God, and talked with me. So the angel's talking to him now, saying, come hither, or yeah, that's what he told him earlier, come hither, come closer, and I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. Now, in one that he saw, the harlot woman, and he was taken to the wilderness, how many know God's going to destroy her? Yes. But this woman that he saw, the Lamb's wife, the bride of Christ, and he's going to take him in the Spirit to a high mountain, how many know God's going to preserve her and protect her and keep her? And so in the time of the great wrath of God coming on the earth, God's going to destroy one, but he's going to preserve and protect the other. And I'm not talking about they're going to be in heaven. I'm talking about here on the earth. And so he said, notice, I want to read verse 9 again. There came one of those 7 angels which had the 7 vials full of the 7 last plagues and talked with me, saying, come hither, I'm going to show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. Now, how many know the Lamb's wife is going to have to be protected in great time of trouble coming on the earth? What is that trouble? It's the great tribulation. I don't teach a pre-tribulation rapture. I'm sorry, I don't preach it. God showed me through that thing in that back in the early 70s. How many know that the church has been lied to? I'm not looking for a rapture. I'm looking for the coming of the Lord Jesus. And He won't come till after that trouble. How many know trouble's brewing? Hallelujah. But God's also moving, isn't He? In the midst of trouble, God's going to move mightily. Can you say amen? And we thank God for that, brethren. And so, I want to just throw this out. This is a hard saying, but listen. How many know in Revelation 22, you have the bride of Christ, and God's going to. Then you have a wall around that city. But see, most people are looking in natural terms, aren't they? How many know this is a spiritual book right here? Now that bride is truly the people of God who've come forth in His image, but that wall are the sons of God that will protect her and watch over her, and even minister and nourish her during the time of tribulation, and even during this time of plagues and judgment that's coming on the earth. I mean, God will again protect the bride. Yes. Praise God. Now, all right, now look. Look here in chapter 21 and verse 9. I read that, right? Verse 10. And he, the angel, carried me away again in the Spirit to a great and high mountain. And showed me that great city. Now, how many know that we are the city tonight? Do you know we're that city that's from above? The holy, come on, Jerusalem. How many know natural Jerusalem's not holy tonight? There was a holy one walked there one time. Come on. His name is Jesus. There is no city holy in the world tonight. But how many know He's bringing forth a holy people? Because there's a holy God in us. Come on, somebody say amen. Descending out of heaven from God. Hallelujah. This thing's coming down, not going up. And we're seated tonight. Come on. In heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Verse 11. Having, not going to have, but having or echoing the glory of God. That's the city now. Jesus said, Father, the glory You've given me, I'm going to give them. And it's the people who've come in. To a stone. Let me know that stone is Jesus tonight. And that stone is most, come on, precious. He's the most high God. He is the most precious stone, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Let me thank God that Jesus, Allah, that we know, is coming in us, and clearness is coming in us as you get the enemy out. Come on. His light, His glory, His power is coming us to a place where we can see right through one another with pure eyes. Come on. And we'll see good and not bad. We'll see as he saw. Is that right? Hallelujah. How many know people want to see the bad? It's time to see some good in people as well. Can somebody say amen? Now look at verse 15. And he that talked with me, this angel, this one of the seven angels again, had a golden reed to measure the city. Now the city's being measured. Earlier in chapter 11, there was somebody not measured. But here he's measuring the city and the gates, and there were 12 gates, and the wall thereof. Now verse 16. And the city lieth foursquare, and the length is as large as the breadth. He measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And then it says in 17, and he measured the wall thereof 144 cubits, according to the measure of what? How many believe he's raising a man up? A new man. Come on. Amen. A man who's after God's heart, just like David was. But it's a corporate man that is of the angel. That's a spiritual dimension. And then the building, then we go on down to chapter 22. Look in 22 now, verse 1. And he showed me, the same angel, showed me a pure river of water of life. How many see that? How many believe that Jesus tonight is not only the water of life, he's the river of life, he's the fountain of life, he's the tree of life, he's the crown of life, he's the book of life. He's life. He showed me a pure river of the water of life, clear as crystal. Who showed him that? The angel, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. All right, now verse 6. I could go, there's a lot more I should read there, but look down to verse 6. And he said to me, these things are faithful. Notice, he said to me, this angel said to John, these things are faithful and true, and the Lord God of the Holy Prophet sent his angel to show unto his servants, that's what he said in chapter 1, verse 1, the things that must surely be done. Behold, I come quickly, blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophets of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them, and when I heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel that showed me these things. Then said he to me, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren the prophets. Here was one that had passed on into the heavens, and yet he was a prophet showing John this revelation. Amen? And I believe is that one of the seven that the Bible there talks about. And of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. Hallelujah. And then 8 and 9, verse 10 also, and he said to me, seal not the prophecy of this book. So this angel showed John this great book of Revelation. Now go to Revelation 22 and look at verse 16. And what did Jesus say here? I, Jesus. This book has Jesus' special endorsement. How many know you see Jesus all through this book? I, Jesus, have sent mine angel, my messenger. What for? To testify to you, John, these things where? How many know the churches need to hear the revelation of Jesus? I am the root, the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. You got his first and second coming right there. Praise God. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take. Hallelujah. The water of life freely. Aren't you glad it's free tonight? By grace. Amen. We're saved by faith through grace. Isn't that right? Not of ourselves. Amen. Lest any man should what? Boast. I mean, we can't boast. Let's go back to chapter 1. So John was told here in Revelation that these great truths would come from the Father, from Jesus, from the angel to John to the church. Praise God. And so he sent and signified it, verse 1 of chapter 1, by the angel. And that word signified means to make known, to indicate, to give a sign. And then let's go over to Acts 11, 13, 20. Hold your place. Acts 11, 28. We see this word signified here, given by a prophet. How many thank God for his prophets today who speak the word of the Lord? How many know a prophet has a message? And he is a message, really, if I can say that. He's walking it. Amen? 11:28 of Acts, it says, "And there stood up one of them named Agabus." One of the meanings of Agabus is locust. How many know he'll burn up your pea patch? Okay. "And signified it by the Spirit that there should be" what? "Great dearth or famine throughout all the world, which came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar." When a man speaks, it comes to pass. How many know that he is a true man of God or a woman of God? Isn't that right? Praise God. How many thank God for those who are speaking a true word from God? And so John was a not an apostle, but John was a prophet too, wasn't he? Amen? How many know this is the apostle? This is the prophet? This is the evangelist? This is the shepherd? This ring is the vein here, goes all the way at the heart. How many know that a shepherd has to have a heart for the people of God? And the teacher, of course, is the one that gets in your ear and gets the wax out. Amen? How many know a teacher will get in your hearing? That's what I'm saying. And so John was a prophet. He had a message. He was a man ahead of his time. And he was projected into the day of the Lord, 2,000 years, we'd say, down the road. And he saw the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord is not Saturday or Sunday. I don't know what. I mean, it'll start when Jesus comes. And also, he prophesied events by the Spirit of God. We know that. And there's power here because the Bible said an amplified. And the amplified, he was wrapped, R-A-P-T. He was wrapped in the Spirit. How many want to get covered over by the Holy Ghost? How many know he's our covering tonight? And then, John was a preacher. He proclaimed the good news. And where was he at? He was on the island of Patmos, that island in the Aegean Sea. And the word Patmos means to suffer, to tread underfoot. And we know that in God's purpose, he revealed to John this great book. And so he was out of one time zone into another. But how many know when you're in the Holy Ghost, it's wonderful to be there. Hallelujah. Amen. And he heard and saw things that the natural man could not comprehend or understand. Praise God. Where was John? Look at chapter 1 now. Let's see in verse 1. What did John say? "I, John, who also am your brother and companion." How many see that word companion there? He was a co-sharer of the truth. But notice, a companion in good times, in tribulation. And he was in, notice the word "in" here in all these scriptures, five "ins." In the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ was in the isle that's called Patmos. Why was he there? Did the devil put him there? No, he didn't. He was there for the Word of God and for the testimony, come on, of Jesus Christ. How many know God put you in circumstances you won't always understand in the natural? Isn't that right? But you might be there for the same reason. Is that true? Praise God. But look at verse 10. "I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day." God projected him there. "And heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet." Now, how many believe not only the revelation, but the Bible is the spiritual book to us? Jesus said, the words, that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. John heard the Holy Ghost, didn't he? Amen. How many want to hear the Holy Ghost? As our brother said, you can hear one thing from God, it'll change your life. How many know it'll eradicate a lot of things out of you? It'll destroy things out of you. And God, God can, one split second, can change our thoughts, our mind, and our whole outlook in life. Can you say amen? And so John heard the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost spake only what the Father and the Son said. Look in John 16. Let's go to John 16. Hallelujah. If I share again, I'm going to share another message in Revelation, if God lets me here at this time. We've been sharing on deliverance to some, but I love to share this end time word. How many know we need all the Word of God? We need to hear all the ministries that God's raising up. Come on, somebody's got a word from the Lord. John 16:13. And here's what it says. "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth." How many know that's going? He's going to lead us to Jesus and to the Word of God. "For he shall not speak of himself." I'll tell you who he'll speak about. He'll speak about Jesus. Amen. "And whatsoever he shall hear." Who's he going to hear it from? The Father and the Son. "That shall he speak, and he will show you," come on, "things to come by revelation." As it's given to the Holy Ghost, he gives it to us. Can you say amen? "He shall glorify me," Jesus said, "for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you." Then he said, "All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. Freely, willingly, and giving, he opens this word up to us and gives to us, doesn't he? By revelation. And his word is poured into us. Praise God. And so this John saw this great revelation. And he saw and heard these great truths of the Spirit. And so it's not a natural book. It's a spiritual book. Now go to John 3. Let's go to St. John 3, 31. And then we'll drop on down in the chapter. John 3, 31. And Jesus said, right here in John 3, 31, he that cometh from above is above all. How many believe Jesus is above all tonight? He that is of the earth is earthly. How many know that's where he lives, resides, that's where he thinks, that's what he thinks, that's just his lifestyle. And speaks of the earth. If you're living in the carnal realm, how many know carnal thoughts and things will come out your mouth? And how many know we all have to watch it? He that cometh from heaven is above all. Now let's go back down to chapter 3, verse 12. Look in 3:12. Jesus said here to Nicodemus, if I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? If you don't believe the natural things I've talked to you about, out here you can see, then you sure won't believe heavenly things. And no man hath what? Ascended up to heaven, but how many know Jesus did later? And there's somebody else going to ascend in Revelation 11, the overcomers. But he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. But he was standing right there on the earth, and yet he said the Son of Man was in heaven. How many know you can stand here and live there? Come on, somebody say amen. You can be here and yet you can be there in the Spirit with God. How many thank God for that? How many know the letter still kills, but the Spirit gives life? You believe that? Amen. And so God is showing us a lot of things. There's another scripture in 1 Corinthians 2:14 through 16. You can just write that down if you want to. Now, let's go back to Revelation 1. In chapter 1, verse 2, John says here, chapter 1, verse 2, it says, who bear record of the Word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. So he bear record of the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus. Now, John was identified with those in his day, but also he was identified with these men and women throughout the ages also, because of the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus. Now, look in Revelation 6, and here we see this. Revelation 6 and verse 9. Revelation 6, verse 9. How many of you have been somewhere, you're identified with somebody else that's in that same place? Isn't that right? Revelation 6, 9. And when he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain. For what? Why were they slain? For the Word of God and for the testimony which they held. Now, John said he was on the Isle of Patmos for that same reason. So, John identifies with these people, doesn't he? Is that right? All right, now look in chapter 12, verse 17. Chapter 12, verse 17. And I have a book back there on the table back there on the man-child. We put one out here a while back. And I'll touch on some of this. But look at verse 17. The dragon was wroth with the woman. The woman here is the bride of Christ. And went to make war. How many believe some people's in war tonight? You're part of the bride of Christ coming forth. Went to make war with somebody else, though. The remnant of her seed. The rest of her seed. That seed that's left over for planting for next year, the best seed. Well, how many know she brought forth a seed? Go look up in verse 5 of Revelation. She brought forth a man-child. These are the overcomers. Who was to what? Rule all nations. Now, we know Jesus is going to rule all nations, but so are the overcomers under him. Now, I'll show it to you. She brought forth a man-child who was to rule what now? All nations with a rod of iron. How many know rod speaks of authority? But this rulership is in the spirit, not the flesh. It's not a staff. And her child was caught up, come on, unto God and to His throne. Just as John, his body was here, but he was caught to the throne in the Spirit, so would have happened to this man-child. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When's this going to happen? At the beginning of the tribulation, God's overcomers, God's sons, will meet that thing head-on, and the Antichrist, because they'll be raised up in fullness of power. They'll be caught above everything, hallelujah, in that throne realm, and they'll be ready to minister as Jesus ministered, only be worldwide. Hallelujah. How many know God's power is coming to the earth? Amen. The same ministry that was in Jesus is coming into a people in this end time, and I want to be part of it. Now, let's see who's going to rule with the rod of iron. We know Jesus is going to do that, but let's go to chapter 2 of Revelation and look at verse 26. 2:26, and he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him, the overcomer, will I give power over who? Come on. Over the nations. And he, the overcomer, shall rule, that word rule means shepherd, them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they, the nations, be broken to shivers, or in small pieces. How many know that there's going to be some heavy, heavy stuff hit this earth? Even as I received of my Father. The promise given from the Father to Jesus is also given from Jesus to the overcomer, to rule the nations with Him. Amen? Praise God. Now look at verse 28. And I'm going to give him the morning star. How many believe that He is the light of the world? And yet He turns around and said, you're the light of the world. Why? Because His light's in us. Amen? Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And so back to 12:17 of Revelation. What did He say here? John said in 17 that the dragon now was wroth. How many know He's really mad? But I'm glad. Somebody say amen. The dragon was wroth with the woman. This church had brought forth a man-child. And went to make war with the remnant of her seed. That's the man-child. That is the man-child. I struggle with that verse for years, but it's the man-child. Which keep, here it is, the commandments of God and which have the testimony of Jesus Christ. So John was identified with them, wasn't he? Because John had the same testimony and he kept those commandments. Is that true? And so, Jesus said, if you love me, come on, you will keep my commandments. Isn't that right? Now, look in Revelation 19 here. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Now, look in Revelation 19 and verse 9. And it says, and he said to me, write, blessed are they which are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said to me, see thou do it not, I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren, or brothers. How many know an angel is created is not our brother? Huh? We're brethren in the Lord because we've been born again, amen, and Jesus has saved us. That have what? What do we have? Come on, what does he have? The testimony of Jesus. Worship God for. The testimony of Jesus is, somebody help me, the Spirit of prophecy. We need the Spirit of prophecy in our lives, in our churches, in our home. Now look in Revelation 11. Here's the people that have it. I just talked about them in chapter 12. Look in chapter 11, verse 3. Hallelujah. Revelation 11, 3. And I will give power unto my two martyrs, and they shall what? Come on. Prophesy. 1,200 threescore days clothed in sackcloth. During the time of tribulation, they're going to be here. This is not two men. This is not Elijah and Moses in the natural. It is not Enoch or Moses or Elijah. This is God's sons worldwide that He's raised up full with the fullness of God, who are ministering and prophesying and preaching during that 3.5 years of tribulation. The latter part, the worst part. And it says here, they shall prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth, which means they're in a flesh and blood body. They're not in a glorified body yet. I mean, we're going to get that when Jesus comes. Anybody want a new resurrected body? Because of our resurrected Lord. Now let's go to Revelation 20. Hallelujah. Back to Revelation 11. Revelation 11. Now I said that they have the testimony of Jesus, right? And I showed you that in 12:17, the same people. If you don't know it, that's who they are. Now listen, I'm going to throw this out. You may not understand this. The two witnesses, the 144,000, the man-child are the same people. They're sons of God, overcomers. Don't believe what I say? Check it out. Ask God about it. Now, let's go to Revelation 11. Let's go to Revelation 11. Look at verse 7 now. Look at this verse. And when they shall have done something. What they finished? Come on. Their testimony. Anybody want to finish your testimony? I mean, no, that means when God's through with them. They had that spirit of prophecy. They have Jesus in them, right? And when they shall finish their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit. Now, how many know spirits are put in the pit? Now, when you talk about the beast, you're talking about a man, a kingdom, and a spirit. How many know we're up against the spirit of Antichrist today? Not in the world, but even in the church. Now, he said, this beast is going to come out of the bottomless pit and shall make war, come on, against them and shall overcome them and kill them. But how many know that ain't the end of the story? That's not the end of the story. How many know Stephen died? He might was a martyr, but how many know he saw Jesus when he died? He went right on to glory. How many know that wasn't in the story when he got stoned? Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. Now look at this verse. This thing made war against them. Now look back to 12:17 where we were. Look back here now. All right, it says here again, the dragon was wroth with the bride, the woman, went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which is the same people in chapter 11. Which keep the commandments of God, have the testimony of Jesus. Listen, that people love Jesus and they have the spirit of prophecy in their life. They have Jesus. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Revelation 20. Hallelujah. If you don't understand it, get the tape. Go over it and over it. How many know that's how we're going to get the Word of God in us? Revelation 20 and verse 4, please. And I saw thrones. Now, this is what John saw. I saw thrones. That means somebody sitting on those thrones. Is that true? Now, he said something else. And they sat upon them. Notice the word they. They sat upon them. So those thrones were prepared for they, right? And judgment was given to those that sat on those thrones. Now, Daniel 7 says also that judgment was given to the people of God, right? So what's this? And I saw, well, wait a minute. How many know it? The Bible said we're going to judge angels and we're going to judge the world. Now, God's not going to put judgment into a carnal Christian. Come on, somebody say amen. But he said here, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for something. For the testimony. That word witness is testimony. For the testimony of Jesus. How many know it may cost somebody your life in this building right here tonight? To have Jesus' testimony. Did you hear me? John was identified with those in chapter 6, chapter 12. Now these in chapter 20. Because John was on the Isle of Patmos for his testimony and the word of God. Notice, they were beheaded for the witness of Jesus. And what else for? They stayed true to His testimony, to His Word. They loved Him even to death, didn't they? Somebody say amen. Which had not worshipped the beast. They refused to bow down to that beast system and worship and commit a spiritual adultery and idolatry. And notice something else. Neither His image, neither had received His mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ a few years. Come on. 1,000 years. If we suffer with Him, come on. We're going to reign with Him. These are overcomers. Again, chapter 20 are the overcomers. Just like I've been talking to you, 11, 12, and even 14 chapters. You see, if you can see the overcomer in this book, and we press in to Jesus, and we become, the overcomer comes in us, how many know we'll be able to reign with Him? Not everybody's going to reign with Jesus. Amen. Let's read that verse again, that latter part. It says they lived, some of them had died, but they lived. or came alive again, I think another translation says. How many know you may shed this body, but you ain't dead? Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. You may die physically, but you ain't dead. That's right. And they live and reign with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead, which is mentioned on down about 11, 12 through there, live not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is, how many know that we can make the first resurrection? But look at the next verse. Let's see who's going to make it. Blessed and holy. How many know we have a Holy One in us tonight? It's He that hath part in the first resurrection, on such the second death, which is the lake of fire, hath no power. But they shall be priests of God. Notice, they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with Him again. How long? 1,000 years. These are His kingdom, His kings and priests, or a kingdom of priests that's going to rule with Jesus. Now, go to chapter 22. Hallelujah. Verse 14. Now, here it says, blessed are they that do His commandments. It's one thing to know, it's another thing to do it, isn't it? Do His commandments. Without me, you can do nothing. Remember what Jesus said. Taught those gates. But that they may enter in through the gates into the city. Now, did you notice something here? Those that love God, because that's who He's talking about, and do His commandments, or keep His commandments, and walk in His commandments, see, He said they have that right or that privilege or that authority, amen, to enter in through all 12 gates, which means they have the right to the tree of life, they have a right to enter the city, and they have a right to all 12 gates. 12 entrances into light or maturity. Amen. Now, those gates, if you go back to Genesis, you study the 12 tribes of these gates. How many know the first son was what? Reuben. Reuben means to behold a son. How many know when you got saved, you beheld the son? And yet God, Jacob told Reuben, you're unstable as water. How many know when you come to God, you're unstable as water?
Amen.
And we got to grow up in the Lord. Isn't that true? But you come all through those gates and through those sons' experiences, to Benjamin, the last son of the right hand, the overcomer. So God wants to take us through 12 experiences into light, into the fullness, or into maturity. Praise God. There's so much here. Okay, now, one other point. Notice that verse, though. They have a right to the tree of... Now, let's go to Revelation 2. Let's see who these people are. Are they just anybody out here in, you know, space? No. That's it. 2:7. Revelation 2:7. He that hath an ear. How many's got an ear tonight? I'm not talking about the things just hanging on your head, but let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. How many know you need the church tonight? Because God's going to speak to the real church. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life. That's in the midst of what? Where? Where was Paul taken to? Come on. Paul said the third heaven to paradise. That's the overcomers. They live in the realm of the Spirit, don't they? And they're partaking of that tree of life, and they'll be the first to enter the 12 gates or mature. They're the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Now, let's go to 1 John 2. Let me give you a couple of scriptures here in 1 John 2 about His commandments. Because if we truly love Him, we will truly keep His commandments. The testimony, the commandments. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 3, and hereby we do know that we know Him if we keep His commandments, His words, His sayings. He that saith, now here's religion. How many know we got a lot of talkers? A lot of sayers, but how many know we need some what? Doers. He that saith, I know Him, and keepeth not His word, or His commandments, or sayings, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whosoever, or whoso keepeth His word, or His commandments, or His sayings, in him, in that person, verily, is the love of God perfected. Remember again what Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Hereby know we that we are in Him, when you keep His commandments. Now look in chapter 5. Isn't this word of God good? Hallelujah. It's better than breakfast, dinner, and supper at all combined, isn't it? Come on, 1 John chapter 5, verse 2. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and do something. Keep His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even. So we love Him, and we keep His commandments. Amen? Let's go back to chapter 1 of Revelation. If I'm going too long and I'm boring you, I'll just throw a brick at me or something. Don't you do it, Mildred. Brother Coffin, keep her down. Chapter 1 of Revelation, verse 9. Now, let's go back to this verse. And then I want to go to chapter 4. I, John, who also am your brother and companion, where again? Tribulation. And in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle. That's called Patmos. Here again, why I was there? For the word of God, for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on. That word on means in. The Lord's day, there are five ends in verse 9 and 10. In the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. How many know that's Jesus talking to him right there? And so, then they go to chapter 4 now. Go to chapter 4, verse 1. And he said again here, after this I looked and behold a door. Yeah. I remember I was praying one night about Matthew 25 when the wise virgins go in the door. And Jesus quickened this just like a flash. I saw this door. John went right through. Then Matthew 25:10, you see, it says they go into the marriage feast. That is not a rapture. Amen. They enter into that bride, that chamber. If I can say it this way, and I hope I'm right, they enter in as a bride, but come out as sons. Say, all right? And right here it says here, after this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. How many believe Jesus is the door we're walking through tonight? Huh? Now, I'll tell you something else. Look back in chapter 3 of Revelation, if I can find it. Hallelujah. Chapter 3. Look down to verse 8. Now, he's talking to the church of Philadelphia. How many know that's the brotherly love church? Now, how many know that? Do you know that? It's 3:8. I know thy works. How many know he knows ours too? Behold, I've set before thee an open door. Now, I can go on off all kind of tangents with this verse. Now, Paul said there were many doors open to him, but there was also many adversaries. Is that right? When you're praying for doors to be open, how many know you're going to pray for an adversary too? Because he's coming. Is that true? But that's not what I'm dealing with. He said, I know thy works. Behold, I set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, hast not denied my name. Is that right? Now go back up to verse 7. He says the latter part, these things saith he that hath that's holy, he that's true, he that hath the keys of David, he that opens, you can read this over in Isaiah, and no man shutteth. And shutteth, and no man openeth. Is that right? But then he said, I know thy works. Behold, I set before thee an open door. What's the open door? It's to those that will mature and be part of the first fruits unto God. That's the open door he's opening to us. The unseen realm. That Matthew 25:10 says, Revelation 12:5. We read it tonight. John was caught there. And you could go on with that. All right, now, look in chapter 4, in verse 1 and 2. After this I looked. Oh my, what a revelation John had. And what was the revelation he had? It was Jesus, wasn't it? And behold, come on, a door. You know, people want to tell you John was raptured here in the physical. John was taken up in the spirit. John's a picture of the overcomer. He's not a picture of the rapture, of somebody being raptured from off the earth. Come on, physically, he was taken in the spirit. Now, how many thank God for that? How many want part of that tonight? And after this, I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice, now he's taking you back to chapter 1. First voice I heard was like a what? Trumpet. How many know that trumpet was Jesus in chapter 1? Talking with me. A trumpet's a message. It's not of somebody blowing a horn. Which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be what? Come on. Hereafter. I mean, oh, God can show us some things that's going to be hereafter if He wants to. And immediately, I was where? Where was He? In the Spirit. And behold, the throne was set in heaven and one sat on the throne. And notice verse 3, and he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. How many of you can't take this revelation all in the natural? Can you? Jesus is no hard stone. Come on. He said, one look like that jasper and sardine stone. And there was a rainbow, so forth, around about the throne. Now, John, here's what I wrote down. I want to give this to you. John was not acting in his natural senses, but that the Spirit of God had taken charge of his senses and lifted him up out of self into the Spirit. His mind and his soul and his whole being was in too much of a low area, just like ours is at times, to understand what he was going to see and hear. John had to be lifted up into the Holy Ghost to hear and see what he heard and saw. Amen? Anybody want to be lifted tonight? And I want to tell you this. When you and I are in the Spirit with God, things are fast approaching. And John saw it. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, I get so much I'd never finish here. Get all night? To 6 o'clock in the morning? You'll be at the prayer meeting again. Praise God. Okay. Let's go back to Revelation 1. A few more minutes. Praise God. Look at verse 3 of Revelation 1. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear. How many of you are being blessed tonight by hearing this word that the Lord's given us? Hearing the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Now, isn't that something? John saw this 2,000 years ago, and he said the time is at hand. And how many know we haven't seen the fulfillment yet of all of it? But we're going to see it if we're living, aren't we? One way or another, it's going to happen, isn't it? Now, notice something. He said, blessed are those who read, hear, and keep. There's 7 blessings in Revelation. Now, turn to Revelation 14. How many want to be blessed? Now, here's a blessing to some. And let me tell you, the pressure will be so great on some in the time of trouble that death will be a blessing. Did you know that? Look in Revelation chapter 14, verse 12. Here is the patience or the persistence of the saints. Here are they that do something. There it is again. That keep the commandments, those who love God, right? Of God. And what else? How many has ever read the scripture, patience of hope? If you got patience, how many believe you got some hope in you? You not only have hope here, but you have love here because you keep His commandments and you have the faith of Jesus. How many want His faith? And I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write. Here it is. Here's the second blessing. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. So if you're going to die, die in the Lord, right? From henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit. Somebody said the Holy Ghost taken out in tribulation. Hogwash. He's going to be right here in the midst of it. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and what else? Their works are going to follow them. So be sure and do some good works so they can follow you. May catch up with your family. Amen. Your friends, whatever. Come on, somebody say amen. I'm going to leave some good works. I got 1,200 tapes behind. I'll just let my family and whoever wants them can have them. They can be taught and come on and join with me if something happens to me. Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. Praise God. But he said the time's at hand and it must shortly come to pass. Now, chapter 1, verse... go to 16. 16:15. 16:15 of Revelation. Behold, I come as a... Isn't that strange? We're talking about Jesus coming in chapter 4. Many do. I don't, but many do as far as a physical rapture. But how many know he hadn't even come yet? We're over in 16. I said we're in chapter 16. He hadn't even come yet. He's coming as a thief. Is that what it said? Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that... What are you going to watch? Let me tell you what you watch. You watch yourself. You watch the way you live, the way you act. Come on. How many know God wants to show all of us some areas in us? If you don't watch yourself, nobody else is going to watch you. Except God. But he said here, he's coming as a thief. Now, he's not a thief. But that's an element of surprise. And no thief's going to tell you when he's going to come and take all your jewelry, if you got any. I think you'd be upset with my house. I don't have any. I got one little ring. Okay. Blessed is he that watcheth, come on, and keepeth his garments. That's right. I may believe He's our covering tonight.
Amen.
And I don't get on that. We wouldn't get out here till 6 in the morning. Lest he walk naked or become a Laodicean Christian and they see his shame. Just like in the natural, there's a shame. But how much more in the spirit if you don't have spiritual clothes on? There's a shame. And then, of course, he takes them into the battle. Into Armageddon. Armageddon is a worldwide term, even though it's going to happen in the Middle East, but it's going to also be worldwide. It's going to be in the spirit as well as in the natural. Okay. Praise God. Now, one other blessing. Chapter 19 of Revelation. Revelation 19. Here is number 4. 19:9. And it says, "And he said to me, Write, blessed are they that are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb." Did you know there's two suppers in chapter 19? One for the godly and one for the ungodly. How many know? Look in verse 17. Here's the other one, verse 17. Now, I'm not going to get on the marriage supper, but it's not a big table in heaven with green beans and mashed potatoes and steak. "I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to me, All the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together under the supper of the great God." There's a supper for God's people, and there's a supper for the wicked. And I don't want to be in the second one, do you? Somebody said, "You want to be in that first load?" And I said, "Heck no, not me." I mean, the first load is going to be taken to judgment and destruction. What I mean by that? The wicked that's taken out first. If you don't believe it, read my book back there, Who Said Rapture? Get it, and I'll take you all through the Old Testament, New Testament, and show he's going to be taken out first. It isn't the righteous, it's the wicked. How many know that'll make you count your whole card? If you got one. Okay, look in chapter 20, verse 6. Chapter 20, verse 6. Notice this verse again, we read it. "Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such a second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. So you're going to be blessed and holy if you're in that first resurrection. Chapter 22, verse 7. 22:7. I'm bringing you two more scriptures here, and I'm going to bring it down. I never finish all I got. 22:7. How many know you can just hook up just like a train, you know? You can just hook like a boxcar or whatever. Just hook back up. Next teaching. "Behold, I come quickly." Thank God he's coming. Amen? He's coming in us, and yet he's coming in the air. "Be blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book."
Amen.
Not only here, amen, and read, "but also if you do and keep, you'll be blessed." And then lastly, 22:14, we read it a while ago. "Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right or the privilege or the authority to the tree of life, that they may enter in through the gates into the city." And somebody said amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Any questions on just what we've covered tonight? Just what we covered tonight. Don't go out in left field or right field, some other area. Praise God. Two questions. I'm going to take two or three questions. I'm sorry? We don't know. It should be a guess on my part. But what Jesus said it could be, he could have been preserved, but we don't know that for sure. Yeah, we just don't know. I wouldn't speculate, because that's just be a guess. Yes, ma'am. Oh, my. You have to get the tape and the books. It's coming into 12 different levels of maturity in God, okay? But I have tapes on it. I don't have them with me. Yes, brother. I see it as a religious system myself. Others see it as American, different things, but I see it as a religious harlot. And all the false religions are going to be in it. But let me tell you something, that false prophet ministry also is going to be... you see in the beast you have world government, in the false prophet you have church or religious government, I want to call it. And I believe there's going to be a lot of charismatics, and those who go back to Rome are going to be in that false prophet ministry. And I'm not going to say no more, I don't have to. Somebody else? I don't want to be part of it. How about you? Amen. Okay. May the Lord bless you. Let's stand. Amen. Praise God. How many enjoyed the Word tonight? Well, let's give Jesus a hand. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for your Word. Praise God. Every head bowed tonight. I wonder if there's anybody here that doesn't know Jesus tonight. Is there anybody in this room that's never accepted Jesus, or maybe you've strayed and you're away from the Lord, I want to give an opportunity for you to come and receive the Lord or get closer to Him. If you've drifted from Him, you got lukewarm or cold, we want to pray for you tonight, okay? Praise God. I believe we're missing out sometime. We're not giving enough altar calls. But we need to give a person a privilege to come to Jesus. Amen? Or somebody's drifted away. We need to get them back on the firing line with God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Anyone here that feels cold in your soul, you want God to renew you and strengthen you and to forgive you and to help you. Oh, hallelujah. And you really need it. Just obey God. Just come up. Okay? I'm not asking, you know, just everybody to come, but if you're really cold and feel lukewarm and you're drifted from God, then we want to pray for you tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise you, God. Let's praise Him. Amen. Come on, let's praise our Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Anyone else? If God is speaking to your heart. You obey that inner voice in your spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 There may be another one. Let's wait a minute. Praise God. You feel lukewarm or cold tonight. You feel you've drifted a long way from the Lord. The world has got your attention or other things. Maybe caught up in matters and whatever it may be. God will forgive you. God will help you to come back to that place and restore you. Praise God. Where if you've left your first love, we want restoration for you. Praise God. Mildred, I want you to come up with me. Pray with me with this lady over here. Praise God. Brother, would you come and pray with me too, my brother? Praise God. We're going to pray for these brethren and as well as this sister. Praise God. Come around here, brother. Praise the Lord. Brother Coffey, you want to join with us here? Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, touch our brother tonight, Lord. We pray for his soul tonight, Lord. Father God, touch our brother in the name of Jesus. Restore him. Father, loose, 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 loose. Loose him in Jesus' name. Father God, draw my brother, Lord. Draw my brother, Lord, by the Holy Ghost to you, Jesus. Father, we break off of him every yoke, every bondage, everything, Father, that's hindered him, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for restoration for my brother tonight. We ask healing and deliverance. Father God, in the name of Jesus, set him on fire anew and afresh, Father. For the Dallas area, Father, use him. Anoint him, God, we pray. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we curse every attack against this man, Father. We cut off all worldly desires, worldly pleasures, worldly things, Father God. And I ask Jesus that you would minister to my brother. Oh, loose! Loose, loose. Take a deep breath, brother. Name of Jesus, take a deep breath. In Jesus' name, come out of him. Loose him. Loose him tonight. Take a deep breath. That's it. Let it go. Name of Jesus, I come against every stronghold in this brother tonight. And we loose him now. In Jesus' name, by the power of Jesus. Restore him, Father. Restore him, Father God. Restore your love into him, Father, in this hour, this day, this time, Lord. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. There it is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, my brother. Thanks. Amen. Well, you talk to him. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against, Father God, everything that's taken him away. Take him out from where he was, Lord. We ask restoration. We ask you to forgive him, wash him in the blood of Jesus tonight. We pray the power, of the Holy Ghost. To minister to this brother, Lord. We cut off every worldly desire, Lord, that's come upon this man. And we loose Jesus. We loose the spirit of Jesus. We loose the spirit of prophecy. We loose the Holy Ghost. We loose the love of God. We loose the freshness into him and fire into him, Lord. Fire the Holy Ghost. Lord, let the fire come into him again. Hallelujah. Let him cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Father God. We ask it in the mighty name, the glorious name of Jesus. We curse every demonic power that's come against him. Take a deep breath now. Come on. Name of Jesus. I come against every deceptive, every lying spirit that's come against this brother. Come out of him. Take a deep breath. Go, let it go now. Come on. Blow it out of there. Get your COVID out. In Jesus' name. Come out. Every deceptive trap. Every trap. Come out of there. Come out of him. Come out of him. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name. Amen. You feel dizzy? Feel all right? Okay. Lord, now fill him up now. Fill him up with the Holy Ghost anew and afresh. You pray in tongues, right? Okay, good. Praise God. That's it. There you go, brother. That's it. He Amen. Amen. Bless him, Lord. Bless our brother, Lord. Let the fire burn in him, Lord. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost minister anew and afresh to him, restoration and healing to his heart. Amen.
God love you, my brother. Bless you.
Bless you. Bless you. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll be glad to. Same thing?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Father, we pray for this brother. We come against, Father, every attack against this man, Father God. Anything that would take him out from Jesus and away from the things of God. We bind that spirit, Father. We bind lukewarmness and coldness. We bind, Lord, every attack of Satan over this man. And we loose him, Father. We cut off the chains. We cut off the cords. We cut off those strongholds, Father God. We ask the power of the living God, oh, Father, to touch his heart tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. We curse those devils. We curse those demonic powers off of him. Come off his body. Come off his mind. Come off his thoughts now. In Jesus, every lie, every attack against him. Come off of him. Take a deep breath, my brother. Take a deep breath. That's it. Just blow it out now. Let it go in Jesus. Let it go. Let it go in Jesus' name. We break off of him everything that's attacked him in Jesus' name. We pray for the fire of God to go into him, Lord, tonight. Restore his heart. Is mine in the name of Jesus. Loose! We break every shackle off of him. Amen. 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 Let's go. Go ahead, brother.
I saw the power of God, the anointing go right down here to the small good. Back. You been having back trouble?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the Holy Ghost revealed it because it's right at the very, it's the very bottom, isn't it?
Hallelujah.
Where I saw that anointing
good.
Go.
Good.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead, brother. Pray for him. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Heal him, Father. Heal his back.
Hallelujah.
We curse this thing. We curse his infirmity in his body. Deliver him, Father. Deliver him, Lord. Deliver him, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Total healing, Lord, in his body. Restoration. Spirit, soul, and body. Praise God. God bless you, brother.
Bless you. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Let's give the Lord a good hand. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Should we pray over the meeting in the morning and everything? Close it out, Glenn, or you got something else? Okay. Let's all close and pray together. Father, we bless you. Thank you for everything tonight. We thank you for a good night's rest. And those still traveling, God, give them mercies on the highways and byways, airways, and bring others in, Lord, in Jesus' name. And bless the meetings tomorrow. Bless the ministers that shall prepare and shall preach and teach, Lord, in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. We have books back here and books back there if you want any tonight before you leave.
The Lord gives you peace. The Lord gives you joy. For yea, he's the kingdom. Yea, with all thy being, seek the kingdom of God in this hour. And as you seek me, I shall be found, saith God. For surely my light is going forth in this hour, and my truth, yea, shall be thy shield and buckler in this hour. Take hold of it, saith the Lord. It shall change your inner man. It shall change also your thinking. It shall change the way that you go, saith the Lord. For I, the Lord God, am strong and mighty, and I shall come forth in my people in this hour. Yea, I shall judge many things in this day, but I also shall raise many up in this hour, many that do not know the things that you know, but I shall raise them up, and yea, thou shalt help teach and bring them forth and nurture them, saith the Lord. For I am with thee this night, and know that my glory and my power does overshadow thee. Fear not thine enemy, yea, but know that he is a defeated foe. He is under your feet. I am the victor, saith the Lord. I am thy God, and I change not. I am from everlasting to everlasting. Fear thou God, saith the Lord. I am thy lover, saith the Lord, the lover of thy soul.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Oh, I am that inheritance. And I'm leading thee across Jordan. I'm going to lead you across death into life. For I am the way, the truth, and the life, saith the Lord. And that life shall set me free in this hour. And thou shalt go down, but thou shalt come up, saith the Lord. For I am raising thee up, even as John heard my call. Come up hither. I'm telling you tonight, come up hither, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.